It's the Reader's Notebook for Wednesday, May 2nd, 2018. Today is the birthday of Zionist leader Theodor Herzl, born in 1860 in Budapest, in what was then the Austro-Hungarian Empire. He was an important advocate for the political form of Zionism, a movement to establish a Jewish homeland. His pamphlet, The Jewish State, from 1896, proposed that the Jewish question was a political issue that could be settled only by a World Council of Nations. Although Herzl died more than 40 years before the creation of the State of Israel, he was an indefatigable organizer, propagandist, and diplomat who had much to do with making Zionism into a political movement of worldwide significance. He was born to well-to-do middle-class parents. He first studied in a scientific secondary school, but to escape from its anti-Semitic atmosphere, he transferred in 1875 to a school where most of the students were Jews. In 1878, the family moved from Budapest to Vienna, where he entered the university to study law. He received his license to practice in 1884, but chose to devote himself to literature instead. For a number of years, he was a journalist and a moderately successful playwright. A profound change began in Herzl's life soon after he arrived in Paris in 1891 as a correspondent for a leading Viennese newspaper. He was shocked to find in the homeland of the French Revolution the very same anti-Semitism with which he had become so familiar in Austria. Hitherto, he had regarded anti-Semitism as a social problem that the Jews could overcome only by abandoning their distinctive ways and assimilating with the people among whom they lived. At the same time, his work as a newspaper man heightened his interest in social and political affairs and led him to the conviction that the answer to anti-Semitism was not assimilation, but organized counter-efforts by the Jews. Herzl was not the first to conceive of a Jewish state. Orthodox Jews had traditionally invoked the return to Zion in their daily prayers. In 1799, Napoleon had thought of establishing a Jewish state in the ancient lands of Israel. Moses Hess, a friend and co-worker of Karl Marx, had published an important book, Rome und Jerusalem, in which he declared the restoration of a Jewish state a necessity both for the Jews and for the rest of humanity. Herzl's first Jewish Congress met at Basel in Switzerland at the end of August in 1897. It was attended by about 200 delegates, mostly from Central and Eastern Europe and Russia, along with a few from Western Europe and even the United States. When Herzl came to the podium, there was tumultuous applause. "We want to lay the foundation stone," he declared, "for the house which will become the refuge of the Jewish nation. Zionism is the return to Judaism even before the return to the land of Israel." The seven remaining years of his life were devoted to the furtherance of the Zionist cause amid conflict over just where to locate the proposed Jewish homeland. Herzl was unable to resolve the dispute and died of a heart ailment at age 44. He was buried in Vienna, but his remains were removed to Jerusalem in 1949 after the creation of the Jewish state and entombed west of the city on a hill now known as Mount Herzl. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for May 2nd, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.